Some are wandering into the wilderness. We will pray for you. And may you not be there 40 years in the wilderness. You know, sometimes some of us spend our entire life in the wilderness. I tell you. Today, very, very important message that every generation of followers of Jesus have faced up until our present generation. And we do not know how far into the future we'll face it. Well, you'll say, what is he talking about? Jesus asked us to be prepared. Now, to start off, I want to go in a different direction. How often are each one of us blindsided? Familiar, isn't it? Blindsided. I didn't see that coming. I really didn't see that coming. You see it in sports all the time. Football, hockey, somebody comes out of nowhere. First, next thing you know, you're on the ground or the ice, whichever the case may be. Blindsided. Cars, mirrors. I looked, where was that person? And now on the highway, you don't have to worry about them passing you on the left. They'll pass you on the right, even if you're in the far right lane. Where there's a space, they will find a way. Now, I haven't done that one yet. I didn't say I wouldn't. I said I hadn't done it. No, I don't plan on doing it, unless it's an emergency. But blindsided. But you know, each day, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we ask for our daily bread, right? We ask that our trespasses be forgiven. Help us not to trespass. Help us not to be tempted. But yet, we will find temptation, will we not? And sometimes we will encounter that blind side. It's there. We're often caught off guard by life. Sound familiar? We get surprised by things. We miss opportunities. And we have regrets. We all have regrets. That's a part of life. It's a part of what happens each and every day. And I'm reminded of something that I go way back to when I was maybe 10 and 12 years old. And I remember wearing my brown uniform to school on certain days. I was a member of the Boy Scouts. I made it up one rank beyond Tenderfoot. I didn't get too far. But I still liked it. But I remembered the motto, which is, be prepared. Be prepared. Because life will happen. And Jesus in particular asks us to be prepared. To be prepared. Will we face evil? Yes, we will. Will we face challenges? Yes, we will. But then he also asks us to be prepared about something else. But before getting there, I want to add one more layer to this. So we know the thing about being blindsided. Now, I would like to see who is the most patient person in this room. Anybody want to self-volunteer? Patience. Patience. Woo. Patience. It's kind of like being in a doctor's office, right? It's a test of patience. So sometimes. Not the patient, but the test of patience, of the patient. Stoplights. Don't you love them? Especially when you're trying to make time. And you know, no matter what journey you take, there's about one or two stoplights that 9 times out of 10, it's going to get you. And you know it. And you still get upset every time you come up to it. It gets you every time. I have a confession to make. We're always running on two wheels to get to the sportsplex. And it's that stoplight right there at that bridge. It gets you 9 out of 10 times, and we're looking at where seconds really count. Because we're known for being very punctual. Patience. We tend to want what we want when we want it. We want things on our time. And if God can fit into that and just understand what's going on with us, we'll all be all right. What a ridiculous question to ask. Because we're asking the one who created us, do you know what's going on with us? Of course he does. Of course he does. But God's got a sense of humor too. Patience. Now here's the one. Are we prepared for Jesus' return? Because Jesus said he was what? Coming again. Those who lived at the time that he lived and soon thereafter in that first generation, they looked for him to come during their lifetime. He did not what? Come. Since then, generations of Christians have looked for Jesus to come during their time. But he hasn't what? Come. Theologians talk about the delayed parousia. And some try to reinterpret it and say, well, maybe what was meant was a state of mind or something like that. No, Jesus said he's what? Coming back. And Jesus keeps his what? Promises. He keeps his word because he is the word. Now there's some encouraging data for what it's worth. In 2022, in one of the research polls like Pew, 55% of U.S. adults 18 and over indicated that they believed that Jesus would return. I was surprised. I didn't think it'd be that high. 55%. Among Christians as a whole, 75%. Now, unaffiliated, it's 20%. And of course, if you do not believe, it's even lower than that. But here's my question. Are we prepared for Jesus to return? Are we prepared that he may return during our lifetime? Are we prepared? Are we ready? Or will we be caught off guard? See the point? Because here's what I know. We can know something up here, but it never reaches our heart, does it? We can know, yeah, Jesus is going to come. Yeah, the Bible says he's going to come. We might be the most surprised of all if he what? Showed up. Think about that. Jesus told this in an encounter that he had with his followers. He tells them a story about a wedding and about people that would be serving at the wedding and about a master that would return. Now, Jewish weddings could take a while. It wasn't just a one afternoon or a one night affair. Oftentimes it was 7 days. Now, how many of you could last 7 days of partying? 7 days. And you didn't always know when the guest of honor was going to what? Show up. So you had to be what? Ready and prepared. Now, what happens when things don't happen when we think they're going to happen? Do we get distracted? Does our minds go somewhere else? Do we kind of not worry about it? Yeah, we do. We do. Turn, if you would, to Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 40. This is a short passage, but it's very, very powerful. And it contains in it a promise. Be ready for service and have your lamps lit. Translation, Boy Scouts had it right. Be prepared. Be prepared for what's coming in life. Be prepared. Get ready for service. Have your lamps lit. Another way of saying it is this. Do you always have a flashlight handy, or do you wait until the power goes off and then you're scrambling around to try to find it? Know what I mean? Now, we set it up on top of one of the pieces of furniture. Now, the problem's going to be, what are we going to knock over trying to get it if we can't see? Have your flashlight lit, or have your lamp lit. Be ready for service. Now, what they're talking about here, to go back into the actual image, people wore togas and cloth-like things, garments, would cover the whole body. Take the end of it, pull it up, so that if you need to run, you can what? Run and you're not tripping over something. Be prepared. That's really what's the image behind this passage. You are to be like people waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can open the door for him at once. What's the missing piece of information? You don't know when. We don't know when he's going to knock. We don't know when he's coming. But we are to be ready. Part of being ready is, what life are we living now? Are we living a life that's full of that joy of the Lord? Are we living that life where the light of His love and His grace and His mercy shines through what we do? We're talking this in Sunday school. What's our default setting? Is it joy? Is it love? Is it patience? Is it peace? Is it godly? Or is it something else? Because we don't know when Jesus is going to return. And because of that, we have an opportunity to continue to share the good news, to encourage each other, and then to share what we know and what we've experienced with people that we encounter in our daily lives. And we have this opportunity every day until what? We either meet Him or He meets us and comes. Be prepared. Then Jesus says, blessed will be those servants the master finds alert when he comes. Alert. Not distracted. Not one mind wandering off somewhere else. It's kind of like me. I have a hard time staying focused when I'm driving. My mind starts wandering. I have a confession. Driving is boring to me. except when you got somebody that's doing something crazy. And hopefully it's not me that's the one that's doing it. But it's easy to get distracted. Truly, I tell you, he will get ready, have them recline at the table, then come and serve them. Now, what's interesting about this? They're to serve the others at the guest, at the wedding. Here, the master is going to come in and serve what? Them. When Jesus returns, who's he coming for? Thought about that one? For each one of us and other believers. And we are the what? Servants. We're the servants in this story. That's who we are. If he comes in the middle of the night or even near dawn and finds them alert, blessed are those servants. Stay alert. Stay prepared. Live a life that's grounded in God, grounded in the Lord. For then we are ready. We are prepared. Now, we still might get surprised, but we're prepared. But know this, if the homeowner had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. That makes sense, doesn't it? Now, a lot of us have alarm systems. That's great as long as you turn it on. But if you don't turn it on, how much good is it going to do? Not a whole lot. But now, let me tell you, in Jesus' day, getting broken into could be hard. And I never thought about this. I'd done some reading on the background. I thought about, I guess building materials matter. So, Phil, Home Depot may have some solutions here on this one. If you were living in a mud house, mud walls, you might have windows, you might have doors. But think about it. How could you get broken into? Somebody could dig a hole through the wall. Have you ever thought about that? Dig a hole through the wall. And are you going to be watching all places at all times? No. So, that image of the thief coming, that audience would have got that. For us, the thieves takes different forms, but they're still thieves. There's the thief of attention. There's the thief of time. There's the thief of misplaced priorities. There's the thief of distraction. A lot of thieves. A lot of ways we can be robbed of the joy of the Lord if we don't learn how to trust the Lord. And notice what Jesus says in this last verse. You also be ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So, translation. Might Jesus blindside us and come when we least expect it? Absolutely. But we're still asked to be what? Prepared. To be prepared. And so, are we ready for the Lord's return? I'd like to close with a quote from Spurgeon. I always check on some of these sermons, since I got a bunch of Spurgeon sermons. What did he have to say on this particular topic? So I found one on this particular scripture. And it was preached on April the 7th, 1889, a couple of years before he died. And he said something, and put it in a way that I thought, you're right. You got this right. He says, if any of you do not know my Lord, And therefore, do not look for his appearing. Remember that he will come whether you look for him or not. I thought, well done. Jesus is coming because he what? He said he was coming. He said he was coming. And he will do what he said he will do. And when he comes, each one of us will stand what? Before him. Each one of us. So, we have a mission to fulfill. Let us be prepared that at a moment's notice and any opportunity given that we can share the gospel, that we do it. That we realize those divine appointments when we receive them. May we intentionally live a life that each day honors Christ. Now that's hard. We're pretty good until we wake up in the morning. And once we wake up, it's a challenge. But seriously, can we be more aware of the importance of allowing the light of Christ, which is within us, allowing the power of the Holy Spirit, which is within us, which is Christ within us, to really transform us and to be the people we were created to be. And may people be able to know that there is something really different about who we are, that's real love, real grace, real mercy. May we remain faithful. And that's a challenge right now because many are losing faith and falling away. Will we remain faithful? Now, I'm going to give science a shout out right now. Anybody heard of neuroplasticity? The mind can be retrained. We know this. That's encouraging. Why? God created us. He can not only retrain our mind, he can also retrain our what? Heart. Our mind and our heart. We can be transformed by Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so can anyone else who's willing to accept Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. Amen? Amen.